My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes...
This is a wine episode, so here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Chandon Brut California. We have the Chandon Brut Rosé California. From Post & Beam, we have the Post & Beam Carnero Chardonnay 2023. The Post & Beam Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. We have the Maris Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. And we have the Chapelet Pritchard Hill Cabernet Sauvignon 2021.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Woo! Their Pritchard Hill Cab, who's the Jeffersons used this to age their bourbon in.
One of the
few wine-finished bourbons I love. Mm-hmm. Pritchard Hill makes good stuff, man.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Or not.
Really?
Or maybe.
You know what? I used to think we did discuss everything. I know Sexy Times is off the list.
For you, yeah.
But I heard a disturbing story earlier today.
Yeah, so did I from your wife, and it's gross.
It was from Justin. Justin's disturbing stories are the worst.
Oh, no, Justin's. Yeah, that was.
Those are the worst.
What's wrong with pie?
I'm going to have.
You think it would be an American Pie situation, but it's not. It's much worse than that.
Fortunately, there's a VA medical facility right up the street, so I think they have, you know, practice at PTSD treatment. Yeah. So, after hearing Justin's story, I'm going to need a really good psychiatrist.
But I guess does not count as one of the good things in life, I guess, if we need treatment after that.
Well, he thought it was a good thing. It was the rest of us that were just shocked and appalled. So,
all right. Well, let's move on. But what's going on? Let's not talk about that.
We were the best thing on at 2 a.m. until that. So,
yeah, sorry. So,
well, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today for this episode is good old boy Justin.
Pleasure to be here, Bob, in the basement drinking wine.
And good old boy Harm.
Today, I'm the one not wearing pants.
Okay, now I really need treatment. Okay.
Yeah, you do.
Well, our sip segment's all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, anything else you can sip. And this is a wine episode, so here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. We have the Chandon Brut California. We have the Chandon Brut Rosé California. From Post & Beam, we have the Post & Beam Carnero Chardonnay 2023. The Post & Beam Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. We have the Maris Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. And we have the Chapelet Pritchard Hill Cabernet Sauvignon 2021.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah.
Woo!
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day in the basement. So, well.
That's not why I'm not wearing pants, though. I arrived not wearing pants.
Well, you don't normally
wear
them.
We live in South Florida. I don't wear pants all the time.
Yeah. I mean, you live in that nudist colony, so, yeah. So let's have Justin tell us about our sips ratings for these wines and our signature sounds.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
For our listeners who were wondering what voice that was, he was trying to do Paul Giamatti. He is failing, but he's trying.
Miserably,
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Oh, closer. I like that.
Isn't that nice?
Nah.
Three sips. It's interesting, but what was this again?
Interesting.
You went away from it again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're losing it.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
He's hovering around it.
He's near it, but he's not there.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Honestly, that sounded like Dick Van Dyke. I mean, I don't know where
he is. I failed.
Better luck next show.
I apologize.
Yeah, that was.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah. So. Dear God, help us all.
Bob, you want to start us out today?
All right. Let's drink wine. Yeah, let's drink some wine and try and make that horror go away. Remember Brando in Apocalypse? The horror. Yeah, okay. So we're going to start out with Chandon. So Chandon is Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy LVMH's sparkling wine house, founded in 1959 by Robert Jean de Vogue, a pioneer with the vision to look beyond the vineyards of France. This vision led Chandon eventually spanning four continents with wineries in Argentina, California, Brazil, Australia, China, and India. A chance meeting between Robert Jean and John Wright was the start of a journey that became Chandon, California. Tasked with creating a world-class sparkling wine, John Wright established Domaine Chandon, which is now known as Chandon, California, in Yountville, literally right across the street from Yountville. Just go under the bridge and it's right there, so you can walk to it. So when we're there, we sort of stagger. Sideways. Crab walk. It's right next to the VA hospital, too.
Yes.
That's good.
Perfect, you know. Let the old guys go drink. So they established in Yountville and Napa Valley in 1973, and they've been creating sparkling wine ever since. So our first wine is the Chandon Brut California. It's 12% ABV, non-vintage, 73% Chardonnay, 26% Pinot Noir, 1% Meunier with traditional champagne method, and the grapes are sourced from multiple cool climate appellations with a minimum of 12 months of aging. So the color on this is sort of a bright light straw. It's got a little bit of a glow around the edge to it.
Greenish glint.
Mm-hmm. It's got a really pretty nose. I get green apples, a little brioche. There's a sort of saline, sort of minerality note to it.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I think you're off a little today.
I'm definitely off today, but still.
But on the palate, boom, green apples. Their tasting notes say citrus. My tasting notes say lime, 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 and lime. A little bit of pear, a little bit of brioche, a little bit of biscuity, yeasty on it, but bright, very, very bright, very refreshing. Well done. Well done. What'd you think, Justin?
I really like this one. On the nose, it had like a classic champagne smell, green apples, little touch of fourth grade Elmer's glue, tangerines, and nutmeg.
That's just messed up, dude. I got white flesh stone fruit is what I was getting, and the green.
Yeah. Unlike you, I don't see color, sir. Racist bastard.
Well, I mean, I've married two white girls. Apparently, I don't see color at all either.
On the palate, I got...
You're colorblind, yeah. And you put them glasses on.
Mm. I do like the blondies.
Mm. On the palate, I got like green apple, pear, almond croissant.
And that's a good call. Almond croissant's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the finish was really pleasant, a little vibrating, and then faded off.
It's not a marzipan. There's definitely an almond note. It's not a sweet almond note. Nah. It's more of a, like you said, like an almond pastry kind of thing. Yeah.
That, to me, that's sweet almonds.
Depends on who's making it.
Not, well, like marzipan. They don't
have marzipan is very sugary.
Sticky almonds. Yeah. This is more baked goods with almonds. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, nice. So the almond note's definitely there. The white flowers are there. I got, like I said, white flesh stone fruit. The apple is definitely there. And I got a wisp of toast. You were calling it brioche. It's not quite there for me. Just a wisp of toast. And I liked everything you guys said. It's got great acidity, but I thought the finish was short.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a long finish. It's definitely a little bit on the shorter end, but it's a nice... The nice thing about it is it's very clean, very crisp finish. It doesn't go on as long as I'd like, but that's why we have a whole bottle here. So hold on. Let me pick
up the bottle.
Yeah,
you can always refresh that glass.
It won't compete with your caviar if you pair it with that.
Well, I want to have a longer lingering finish. I want the real stuff from champagne, but this is good. This has gotten so much better over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm impressed.
Well, you know, honestly, champagne, sparkling wine in California overall has gotten better over the last 15 or 20 years.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, it can compete with damn near anywhere now. So, but we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just talking about the Chandon Brut, California, and we were just talking about how sparkling wine in California overall is just really, really coming to its own in the last 10 or 20 years. Definitely
10 or 15, I'd say.
Yeah. There's some great stuff, and Chandon is absolutely one of them. I mean, over the last, I'd say probably 10, 15 years with them, theirs has really gotten really tasty. So we're going to give the Chandon Brut California a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that's going to bring us to our next wine. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our next wine is the Chandon Brut Rosé, California, 12% ABV, non-vintage. It's 57% Chardonnay, 40% Pinot Noir, 3% Pinot Meunier, method traditional, whatever, traditional method. I can't do the French. The grapes are sourced from multiple cool climate appellations with a minimum of 12 months aging. It's got a beautiful pink. I wouldn't call this salmon. It's just more berry pink.
Yeah.
Fancy pink.
Fancy pink. It's not Barbie pink. What is
no.
pink?
No.
On the nose, this was super muted when it was cold. Especially, I'm a little bit off today. I think my sinuses are dry. Strawberries. Strawberry. And
the strawberry. It was the strawberries. Yeah. See, I did that. I taught you. But, you know, okay. Yeah. No, nobody else is going to get that. No. It's under our age. Yeah. Bogart, come on. It was a great movie.
I know, but still, you can't.
Hey, mutiny. Come on.
You dirty rat, you.
Different movie.
Different movie, different guy.
Yeah.
That's James Cagney, and that was way deep. Never mind. Moving on.
I'm getting like a little bit of watermelon, but not like the flesh, but like the rind.
Mm-hmm.
The rind of the watermelon.
Yeah, the watermelon's definitely there.
And then on the palate, there's the watermelon is coming out there, a little bit of raspberry, and I would say there's pomegranate, but it's a little bit not, you know, actually I want to say it's closer to pomegranate than anything else. The strawberry, raspberry, pomegranate thing. I really enjoyed this. It's got a longer finish than the regular one.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavors keep evolving. This is very nice. Yeah. What do you think, Justin?
I thought that the color was really cool. I got like peaches and cream on the nose. It was a little soapy and that faded off. And then after it faded off, it got like more floral.
I think you tasted too cold. That soapy that was way too cold.
Yeah.
On the palate, I got watermelon, cantaloupe, the finish, green raisins, and pears. And I thought it was pleasant, refreshing.
I'm not getting raisin. It's close. I see what you're saying with the sweetness, but it's not raisin. It's something else.
Well,
what if she said pear, right? I think pear might be a good one. Bob?
Well, just, you know, so the listeners are aware, whenever we do sparkling wines or white wines, we tend to basically chill the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Beyond what, you know, wine geeks would normally chill, because the vast majority of consumers will drink it.
Too damn cold.
So we kind of do that on purpose so we can get some notes, and we will take notes. And as we're preparing for each episode, we'll spend an hour plus preparing for the episode and taking tasting notes as it slowly warms up to a more acceptable wine geek kind of temperature. I definitely picked up some of the notes Justin was saying when we opened it. You got no nose off of it at all.
I couldn't smell it when it was absolutely cold.
And I kept telling you, let it warm. Now that it's warmed up, the nose is popping. I mean, this is delicious. The strawberries just absolutely leap out of the glass. To me, it's more wild strawberries. Picking on the side of the road up in the mountains where my family's from up North Carolina, the little wild strawberries, they're much more intense. I'm getting that. I definitely get the watermelon on it. I think you're right. I think on the nose, it's more rind than it is watermelon, the flesh of it. But on the palate, hold on. On the palate, boom, strawberries. I do get a little bit of the watermelon on the back palate. I get the raspberries. I get a little bit of a sweet pastry on the back. Just a slight little bit of the yeastiness, but this is delicious. It's an absolute
fruit. I didn't mention the pastry, but you're right. It was there.
Yeah. There's just that slight bit of like, was like a buttered croissant, maybe?
No, it's not a croissant. It's something else.
It's something. I can't put my finger on it, but there is a pastry back there. But absolutely delicious. I mean, the front palate is a fruit bomb, but this is well done. And the finish goes on.
We call it a fruit bomb, but it's not sweet. Dry rosé.
No, not sweet at all.
I mean, because I have to deal with the public, general public all the time, and they always want sweet.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I am getting like a Cuban bread note on it.
That could be it. Pan Cubano, yeah.
But it's still dry, but you get those beautiful floral and fruit flavors that come out, and this is perfectly serviceable food wine. And, I mean, I would just have this by itself, too. It's great.
And again, the finish on this one is vastly better than the first one, and the first one was fine, but this one stays with you.
The thing is, you'll find that the mousse does not last. There's not enough bubble. compared to like real champagne from France, but they still do a good job. It, as you drink it earlier, we've had this in the glass for an hour.
Yeah. And it's been open for an hour. So to be fair, the mousse is blown off a good bit off of this one, but,
the mousse is loose.
Yeah.
But it's still got a fine, like those really fine bubbles, like real stuff from champagne, which is actually great.
Oh, no, that's the mousse that is in there is very pretty.
It used to be very hard for them to do in California. It was always very coarse.
Yeah. See, you just poured it. Look at the mousse on that. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I'm telling you, Chandon's doing some great stuff. They have one that's only available at the winery, and it's infused with Earl Grey tea, and it sounds really weird and messed up. And let me tell you, it's one of the most delicious things you'll ever have.
I would love to try that.
I wish they sold it regularly. Every time we go, I go, you know, I'm going to run by the gift shop and grab one, and then we get busy and I don't.
Yeah.
It sounds odd, but they play so well together. So
are they infusing with bergamot? That's the citrus they use.
I don't think they're just using bergamot. I think they're actually using
Earl Grey tea.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's weird, but it works.
I love that. Yeah. I love that kind of thing. I'd love to try that.
I love Earl Grey. I mean, I have a glass of Earl Grey every morning at work, so it's sort of my thing. But
not make you Picard. Stop. You are not Captain Picard.
I am not Picard. I never would be Picard. I am Kirk, baby.
Oh, you're no Kirk.
100% Kirk. all the green chicks love me. So we're going to give the...
That's only because they turn green after they're with you.
Yes, exactly. There's a shot for that. So we're going to give the Chandon Brut Rosé California well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So, Justin, tell us about the Post and Beam Chardonnay.
Post and Beam is based in Napa Valley. It's named for simple yet elegant barns that dot the American landscape. Established in 2020, the winery is part of the Farniente family of wineries and vineyards, joining Farniente, Dolce, Nickel & Nickel, En Route, and Bella Union.
En Route.
Way.
And on, whatever.
So it's a Carneros. The first was Post and Beam Carneros Chardonnay 2023. It's from Carneros, an appellation in Napa. It's 100% Chardonnay. It was harvested between October 11th through the 27th, and we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
So the Post and Beam Carneros Chardonnay 2023 was harvested October 11th through the 27th. It was 30% aged in New French Oak, 7 months Surlis. The color was like a light gold, vibrant yellow. On the nose, I got like creamy croissant, lemon curd, and pears. On the palate, melon and a prominent French oak note. The finish was like soapy pears and green raisins. And what did you think, Harm?
I think he had some green raisins for lunch. He seems to like those. Yeah.
Lemon, you said lemon curd?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. Lemon curd. Honeysuckle, definitely. A little bit of orange blossom. There's something else there it's like the rind. It's like orange rind. It's really great. I love the nose on this wine. You know, these guys make Farniente Chardonnay, which is freaking fantastic. They know what they're doing, even though this is a different winery. The grapes are sourced a little bit differently. This is gorgeous. The palate. Excuse me. rookie mistake. Mm-hmm. Try to talk with the still wine in your mouth.
Yep.
It has a beautiful silky entry. I love the way this feels on the palate. It's round. It's soft. There's melon. There's pears. Definitely like Anjou pear, like that buttery, creamy pear. It's a hint of oak. Do you say oak on that too? Mm. Did you get the oak?
French oak.
French. Yeah, yeah. It's a hint of that. It's not like toasty though. It's like more spicy.
Mm.
The finish doesn't have enough acid for me. A little bit soft on the acid, and a little bit sweet, but it's very good. It's got a medium to long finish. Bob, what do you think?
I don't mind the acid. I think it's, for me, it's fine.
I like a little bit higher acidity.
Yeah, and I get that. Some people like a little bit more. I'm totally fine where it's at, but...
this would go great with Chilean sea bass, buttery style fish. You know?
There's lemon curd, there's orange rind, there's a little bit of a orange blossom honey note on the nose, on the palate.
It's not strongly honey for me, but I see what you're saying.
Not sticky, just there's that hint. On the palate, I'm getting melon, I'm getting pears. It's got a great, like you said, silky mouthfeel.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Really.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Well made. The viscosity on this is really, really nice. It's got a pretty good finish on it. Nice, fresh, clean oak, but not, you know, California Chardonnay Cougar Juice oak. Wisp the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
It's supposed to be a flavor component. It's supposed to elevate the wine,
I think that whole 90s Cougar Juice, early 2000s California wine is finally pulled back.
I think it's finally died.
Yeah.
There's still some out there, but yeah, the vast majority of people have gotten away from it.
They're going more balanced wine.
Yeah, it's nice, fresh sawn oak. Just that slight little bit of hint to elevate it and give it that backbone. I think this is extremely well done. I really like this one. So. Yeah. So we're going to give the Post and Beam Carnera Chardonnay 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to bring us to our next wine from the same folks at Post and Beam. So this is the Post and Beam Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2022. It is 14.5% ABV. Appellation is Napa Valley. It's 91% Cabernet Sauvignon, 6% Merlot, 2% Petit Verdot, 1% Cabernet Franc. Harvested September 9th to October 20th in 2022 and aged 10 months in French oak, again, 30% new. So the color, nice dark garnet to it. It's got a nice clear rim to it. On the nose, when we first opened it, it had a little bit of a vegetal note that blew off almost immediately for me. I'm getting blackberries, getting blueberries on the nose, on the palate. It's got a great mouthfeel, really well-rounded. This one, the acidity for me is a little bit higher than it was on the Chard. I'm definitely getting a little bit of that mouthwater to it. Cassis, blackberries, blueberries, dark fruit. Got a nice finish on it. A little bit of a cocoa note on the back palate for me
I'm not getting your blueberry note at all. I keep coming back to it.
Getting very front of the tongue. I get the blueberry. But it's more, for me, it's more, there's that hint of blueberry, but it's more blackberry, more dark stewed fruit. Very pretty wine. Very pretty wine. What'd you think, Arm?
I don't disagree with anything you said. I got a more minerality thing going on with it.
Yeah, there's definitely a mineral note to it.
Almost a licorice note. I got hoisin, like that plum sauce, a little bit of cassis, and a hint of menthol is still there for me. At that green note, it's menthol.
On the nose or the palate?
On the nose. Still on the nose.
I can see
and,
that.
A toast. Like toast. Not like like slightly toasted bread.
Mm. Does anybody in your family smoke Kools?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I do sell them at the ghetto store a lot, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sure. Because they'll stay on your fingers for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.